Now, I want you to hear me tonight. I am not saying that President Obama is the Antichrist. I am not saying that at all. One reason I know he's not the Antichrist is the Antichrist is going to have much higher poll numbers when he comes, okay? President Obama is not the Antichrist. Nor am I saying that President Obama is not a Christian. I would never make that claim. I cannot look into his heart as he cannot look into my heart. Nor am I saying the president doesn't have some good ideas. Nor am I saying he doesn't deserve our respect and our prayers. But what I am saying is this. The course he is choosing to lead our nation is paving the way for the future reign of the Antichrist. You see, when Antichrist comes, he is not going to be able to suddenly seize power and suddenly make these radical changes. He's not going to be able to suddenly restrict speech and religious worship and commerce. Why? To do that suddenly would cause a revolution that would topple his reign on the earth. And yet, Revelation 6 says, when Antichrist comes, he will take over power automatically. Revelation 6 says he'll ride a horse that has a bow with no arrow on it. His overtaking the world will be effortlessly. It will be without any effort at all. How does that happen? The only way that's going to happen is if there is a gradual erosion of God's laws and our personal freedoms over a long period of time. And it will be that gradual erosion of our sense of morality, our adherence to God's laws, that gradual erosion of our personal freedoms that will make it relatively easy for Antichrist to take over without any opposition whatsoever. And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, I believe it is time for Christians to stand up and to push back against this evil that is overtaking our nation. To stand up and push back against these actions that are paving the way for the final world dictator. And the best way to push back against unrighteousness is at the ballot box. And this coming Tuesday, we have a decision. The decision is not between Republicans and Democrats. The choice before us is the choice of righteousness or unrighteousness.